Oh.
Shadows darkened the alleyway behind her. Favenna started to run. Then another shadow stepped across the other end of the alley ahead of her. Favenna froze, then turned to see a group of thugs moving up the alleyway behind her. At their back was the man who had robbed her a few weeks ago, the one who had taken her dress.
I'm so sorry, princess. Bounty just got too high. Took me blasting long enough to find you, though. You did a great job of hiding.
Favenna blinked, and then she simply let herself slide down to the ground.
I just can't take it anymore.
She was exhausted, mentally, emotionally, completely. The thugs clustered around her.
Let's get her to Dent and be done with it.
No.
Rough hands grabbed her arm, towing her to her feet. Favenna followed with head bowed. They led her out onto the main street. It was growing dim, but no urchins or beggars made their way toward the alley.
I should have realized it was too deserted.
Everything finally overwhelmed her. The thugs stopped walking. Favenna looking up, blinking away her dizziness. There was something in the dark, wet street in front of them. A black sword. The weapon, silver sheath and all, had been rammed into the dirt. One of the thugs stepped forward, pulling the sword from the ground. He undid the sheath clasp. Favenna felt a sudden nausea, more of a memory than a real sensation.
No!
Favenna stumbled back, horrified. The other thugs, transfixed, gathered up around their friend. One of them reached for the hilt. The man carrying the sword struck. He swung the weapon, sheath and all, into the face of his friend. The black smoke began to twist off the sword, rising from the tiny sliver of blade that was visible. Each of the men scrambled for the sword. The man holding it continued to swing, the weapon hitting with far more force and damage than it should have. Bones broke. Blood began to run onto the cobblestones. The man continued to attack, moving with terrible speed. Favenna, still stumbling backward, could see his eyes. They were terrified. The thug killed his last friend, the one who had robbed her on that day that now seemed so long ago, by slamming the sheathed sword down against the man's back. The clothing on the sword's wielder's arm had disintegrated, and a blackness like vines growing on a wall had twisted up around his shoulder. Black, pulsing veins that bulged out of the skin. Then he twisted the sword around and rammed it, sheath and all, through his own chest.
Oh, Ostri!
Favenna stood alone on a street littered with corpses. A figure descended from a rooftop, lowered by two twisting lengths of animated rope. He landed softly, ropes falling dead. He passed Favenna, ignoring her, and grabbed the sword. He paused for a moment, then did up the clasp. Favenna stared dully ahead. Then numb, she sat down in the street. She didn't even flinch as Vasher picked her up and slung her over his shoulder.